The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, How to Live a Simple and Happy Life in New Jersey, USA in June 1992.
As long as it's not windy, it doesn't hurt you, and you have enough privacy, that's enough. So I just live in a tent. It's easy for me as a master to demand on you, and I can demand you to build a house for me. It's very reasonable, understand, for masters to demand a house, is that right? Or even a wooden house, or some house, or a bathroom for me. You would do it for me, but I don't want to trouble you. Why? I am intelligent, independent, creative. I can look after myself. If I cannot look after myself, how would I look after you and the world? Even one person, personal comfort, cannot look after. How would I boast about looking after you or anyone else? Understand? Right? That's why we should not go and bow to these local ghosts and the spirits of the trees and that, because these are dependent on a higher hierarchy. So now, and then all the monks, I get them the tents, you know, the same big, same height, same wide as mine, to have them a little bit comfortable because they will live there long. If you just come here for a few days, it's okay to have a small tent because you don't stay there all the day. And but the monks, they live here longer, and they should be more comfortable. And now I leave them inside there, oh, they loved it, they don't want to come back here again. And before they fight for life here, you know. Here it should be an office only, because too noisy. And if they live inside there, everybody walk around all the time, you know, walk on top of the pillow and on top of the head, it's on top of where they lay the head and all that. It's not nice. It's not really a diplomatic thing to do. Mm. Therefore, I say to them, okay, don't fight with them over the toilet. We go inside there and I give you each one private toilet, okay? And that's what we do. Each one have one toilet, bathroom free of charge and plenty full of room. Very easy and simple. But it's just you have to know how to organize your life and live a very happy and simple life. They were happy since they were there. So happy. Everyone has his own room. Nobody walk on top of their pillows. I tell them how to keep the hygiene, understand? And disinfecting and all that. Beautiful. You cannot live a better life than that. Well, I just took two of the city girls into my tent, no? You liked it or not? And it wasn't really yet completely done the way I wanted, because we didn't have time. We just have time to nail the tent on the floor and that's it, nothing more. We didn't even have time to make the big tent for them. Only the kitchen half done, you see? And the bathroom and the toilet, that was very essential and important. But otherwise we could make it better because there's so much wood fallen inside, which is very solid. And we can cut them and make fences around the house, around the kitchen, and the roof on top, that's all, and you're safe. The animal will not come in. When they see the fence around the house, they don't come in. And you have the roof for the rain and the snow. The roof is made of canvas, but that's not safe enough for snow. In the winter, I teach them to put wooden bars underneath of the canvas, so to support, and make the roof very thief. And so it's hard and thief on the snow, will fall down. And I can stay there, no problem. With heat, stone stove, self-made, a lot of stone inside. You can make a beautiful life. They don't even want to come out. They say they don't want to come out. If it's not for the duty there, they don't want to come out here. I say, it's okay, you have to go into the water in order to swim, to learn how to swim. But they say, okay, we go here to work, take turn to work here, and then we live inside there. It's okay, no problem. You see, why should we worry about property and houses and all that? Everywhere is different, of course, but still we can survive. We can survive. A tent can last 3 to 5 years. Many tents that we use for the monks in Taiwan, including mine, is still lasting now, after 3 years. No problem. My tent is a little bit harder because they bought me some kind of, with like an army tent, you know. But their tent is just an ordinary tent, and it still lasts 3 years. So what they do is they can go and pick up those wooden block that people throw away after they use it for goods. Yeah, sometimes they throw away. And they nail it on the ground, off the ground, so avoid the water and animals, insects and things like that. And they put the tent on top and then you're in heaven. Just zip in and zip out. No cleaning, no worry, no nothing. And here we are already in heaven. We have electricity and we have water. Water is already up, and electricity just draw the line in. It's already very lucky. When we were in Miaoli, at the headquarters, Taiwan, the first time, we don't have that much electricity. We have some, but not enough for 200 monks and that. And then we had to apply many times with different reasons, because Taiwan, they are very strict on electricity. And we had no water there even. Little small taps for thousands of people. I must be joking. So we had to dig the well and build the water tank. Everything for people's comfort, and our comfort come next. Otherwise we would use all this money to build our house, build our room, you understand? Build beautiful place for us, and build all the beautiful, even at least the office for us to work in. You know, like this is lousy office. We don't have a table for the monks or for me to work sometimes. So anyhow, but we are not uncomfortable with that, because it's not the material that makes us happy. I truly know this all my life. I had riches and I had everything, but I wasn't as happy as I am now. You understand? I know how to live my life without the crowd. It's not that I don't know how. It's just that because you're happy, I'm happy. It's just because you came already, so I just help you and serve you. If you don't come, I wouldn't have bothered. But since you have come, I also would not throw you out. Understand? So I work according to the demand and circumstances, and that's all. And nothing I want and nothing I dislike. You understand? Whatever is there, I try to make the best. So I tell you this, that in order it may help you in your daily life, and check up your living expenses, and don't complain that you don't have enough money. It may be that you spend too much, and you don't optimize your economical income and outcome. And that's how you're in trouble, you see. We have only to spend what we can. And what we can save, even one penny, $1, save it. And that's the money you earn extra. You don't need to go to have an extra job to earn money. You can save it. And that's how you earn. And we have more money to help other people just because I live in this way. You understand? I work in this way. And I understand. I control the economical situation and don't let the economy control me. That is the secret. And even when I am in a big wealth, I'm not extravagant. I will not waste it or spend it when not necessary. I'm still the way I was. Understand? And the other day, I'm still going around the house and thinking how to make more toilet out of that one and do it ourselves. Because it's fun to do it yourself, you understand? Also, the money you save, you can help the more needy people. You all came to me and I had nothing. In Taiwan even. And you came to our center. Before I told you this, you didn't even know that our property paid. And you didn't even know I have how much money, understand? You didn't know this. We have only the roof, very good, big one. And the big poles to support that roof. And no walls, see? That's the best way to build a temple. It's very hygienic, air-conditioned, natural. And no noise of open and closing the doors. When you sit about up to 10,000 people inside, even the best air-conditioned is not good enough. You know what it's like when you walk into this room, when people already seated inside, right? When the doors are closed. And even that hall is very, very tall and very big. But sometimes it has to smell even, because too many people, you understand? Always thousands of people, always packed inside and outside. Therefore, if we don't have door and walls, it's the best thing in the world. So in the winter, they just cover themselves from top to bottom with the sleeping bag. So when you come inside, you always see sleeping bags covered with it and everything. And in summer, you see only mosquito nests. Each one. They invented everything to suit the circumstances. Oh, when you come inside, you see all kinds of things. You know, all kinds of hat. Mexico hat, Chinese hat, with the mosquito net cover on top of it. And they sat there just like Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. With all the frame and frill. beautiful, huh? Mm. Anyhow, we had fun. Therefore, you see, we don't need to have a lot to impress people and to live a happy life. I told you all this from my own experiences. How to live a happy life and don't depend on money. Money is the last thing you should depend on. I did not ask for all this fame and wealth. I only ask for God. And God gives me everything when necessary. You understand? Whenever I need something, ideas will come. It naturally come. That is what we call God's blessing. And always keep your independence and dignity intact. Never ask for anyone's help except you're in desperate situation concerning life and death. And then you would pay back them later, huh? Then it's all right. Better like that. Keep your dignity. It's more valuable than all the treasure of this world. If you lost it, nothing can buy it for you. Never ever train yourself in this kind of habit of relying on others. We have owned too much to this world and the society already. Understand? Since we were born. We were born naked, cold, empty-handed into this world. And we grow up so big, so intelligent, so well-equipped, well-clothed, well-fed. Who give it all this? Even though God gave it. But through people's cooperation and sweat and tears. You understand? That we have food, that we have shelter, that we have road, that we have airplane, train, cars, every comfort that we have, we earn it, but we own it to the society. To all the hard workers on the road, to all the laborers sweating in the manufacturing with a very little income. Even they earn income, but their debt, our gratitude to them, should not be measured by money. You understand what I mean? Therefore, we have to contribute something as much as we can just to be fair with each other. If everyone just sit there and don't work and rely on others for alms and for charity, what do you think the society will become? Do you think we will have food? You think we will have road and clothes and everything else? Understand? All my monks understood this. So they know what struggle is like to be in the society when you have to work and earn the money the ordinary way. You understand? Even though the monks, they work, but it's not under pressure. You understand? They work when they want. And it's not only for the money purpose. It's just for the productive quality from human to human. It's also to keep our mind busy in a noble way and not in a destructive way. That's the purpose of working, you see? Also keep our body and mental equilibrium in order. It is beautiful to work. I only regret sometimes that I'm too busy with you, that I don't have time to work in my creative talent. Sometimes I'm itching to use them. For example, sometimes I'm in the middle of a very busy lecturing schedule. I was so yearning to go to the riverside and paint something, you know. But after I tell myself, okay, later you can do it. But after the inspiration's gone. You understand what I mean? After that moment, it's gone. And I was so busy, I couldn't go right away. Or sometimes I want to write a poem, for example. And then after the busy thing's gone, my inspiration also gone. Or sometimes I want to create something, you know, do some new handicraft, or some artwork. And then I was too busy. And then after I have free time, I forgot about it. And I have no inspiration, no desire to do that again. So I'm regretful that I could not sometimes work, not to regret that I have to work, you understand? To work for you like this is also a work, no doubt. But I think God gifted me with a lot of talent after I get some kind of enlightenment. So I think I want to put them all into use. Not just do one kind of work, like mental work, or lecturing every day. I love cleanliness. I love privacy. It's only because of you I sacrifice everything. I'm a very shy and private person from childhood. All the so-called friends I have is that because they stick to me. They love me, but not that I seek them. Understand? Everywhere I go, I'm very shy. You don't understand this, maybe, because you're not always in the public notice. You don't understand the feeling that people need privacy. But if you live in America, you would understand, because American people, they respect privacy, and they guard their privacy very dearly. Is that not so? So you should learn this from them.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of How to Live a Simple and Happy Life. And now, Twinkle Twinkle Little Starfish, up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blessed and beautiful day.